I thought I'd go to our scripture, the holiest of the holies, the last testament. And in Essays 1, Tablet 1, it has the explanation of Siloam. We'll go read that before I begin the satsang that I wanted to read in. Siloam, salute, om. A derivation from shalom, salam, and om. And then it shows the om symbol after that. Salom, used by Jews, hello, goodbye, and peace. Salam, used by most Muslims, comes from the root taslim, which means surrendered. Therefore, salam means to be surrendered. Salute, a universal greeting, health, safety greeting, to address with expression of kind wishes, courtesy, or honor, to give a sign of respect, courtesy, or goodwill. The position as of the hand or the entire attitude of a person saluting another person. Therefore, salam is a greeting of hi and goodbye, at the same time by the position of the hands over the fourth chakra, which is the center of love in humans, we express our love and courtesy to the other person and wish him to be surrendered to the will of the divine God and for peace to be upon him. Also, we wish him health, a long-lasting life, and we honor him. However, all wishes we make for the person and all respect he deserves can come to him only by being surrendered to the Father and his laws, Dharma. On the other hand, the word sal is an abbreviation of the word salute. Therefore, the word salom can be translated to be salute to the sound om. The sound om is the root sound of all sounds in the universe and will be heard in the high state of realization. By greeting another person with the word salom, we are really greeting his most divine nature within, or his consciousness in pure form. Therefore, not only do we greet a person by salom and give him many other good wishes, but we greet him as a divine being who is able to reach pure consciousness. We pay our salutations to the divinity within him. That's very beautiful. And I would like to go to Conversations with Session. This one took place December 18th of 2004. And I'll read some of the questions and answers that Maitreya gave. I'm going to start at the beginning. Okay, Maitreya said, Salam, everyone. Welcome to the conversation room. You might have noticed that we have added a new part to our introduction to these sessions. The whole purpose of this room is to go to our website, study our teachings, and see the new revelation of God. Then come here, and we can discuss different aspects of the mission and how all the religions of the world are unified. That is the most important requirement to come to this room and discuss the teachings. We would like everyone to at least have gone to the website, studied, and know the basic teachings before we can give them the microphone. Otherwise, there is no reason for this room if we do not follow that request. So from now on, the people who we do not know and are here for the first time just will be asked a few questions about the teachings before they can have the microphone privileges. I hope that is agreeable with everyone. If someone does not agree with this new setup, you can raise your hand and we can discuss it and see why it is necessary to have it this way, or if we should change it to something else. So we will go ahead with the teachings today again. This is the room for the mission of Maitreya's revelation that claims that all the religions are unified based on the Word of God, and that God clearly said that no one knows the truth until the seventh revelation will come. The people who come to this room still have text privileges. They can type the things they like and ask questions. The rule about knowing the base of our teachings is only for access to the microphone. And then someone named Ziggs came to the mic and he said to Maitreya, he asked, "What is afterlife?" Maitreya answered, "Afterlife is what was before life. You have been here before, and you will be here after life. The only difference is that you have been disconnected from the essence or God when you were disconnected from the essence from the very beginning. After life, if you have reached pure consciousness, you go to the bosom of God and you will be one with the essence of God. If you have not progressed and are still in amnesia, and you do not know that indeed you and God are one, then you will go to a place that you will learn your lessons of this life that you did not listen to and meditate on it in a greater degree. And then you will come back again if you are willing to progress. Otherwise, other souls that are more willing to progress will be incarnated, and you will lose the privilege that has been given to you to come to this existence, to progress to higher levels. You are here this lifetime or any lifetime to meditate, to awaken your spiritual forces, to remember that you were a part of God once and to progress, and you take care of the amnesia that has come to you. Therefore, you remember God and you follow His will, which is the eternal divine path, creation of the communities of light, and accelerating everyone's progress toward a greater degree. If all humans would realize this, then they would know that they have a reason to be here in this lifetime. The reason of having this life and this creation is the reason of having this life and this creation is to return to the part of the creation that was one before this part, darkness, was separated from God. This creation has a purpose, a reason. The life has a purpose, a reason for it. It does not happen by chance. It happened because something went wrong. At the beginning of the Bible, it clearly said there was darkness. And the next question he asked was, does ignorance have a place in heaven? Maitreya answered, ignorance is being separated from God. Ignorance is not knowing that indeed you and God are one already. It is not an intellectual understanding. It is not something to make ego even bigger and you say, God and I are one, or I am God. It is an experience that you know that God exists and you are the illusion. Then the ignorance will no longer exist. We will not be ignorant when we go to God, which is heaven, which is pure consciousness. There is no ignorance in heaven. You have to realize what heaven is. If your understanding of heaven is a place, as many religions teach, then that is a heaven that has a manifestation, has a touch, has a smell, has a sight, and is not the ultimate. Anything that has touch, sight, smell, and appears to our senses still as a manifestation, and pure consciousness is beyond all of these. It is where you are even beyond mine. You just are. In that state, the question of being ignorant does not even arise because there is no mine. These are all questions that are the analytical mind and the intellect want to know. They are the questions that come to the human mind all the time. They want to explain something that cannot be explained. The only way you can really know God is to experience it, and that comes with meditation, prayer, fasting, and a lot of spiritual endeavors to become one with the essence. When you experience God, then you cannot intellectualize it, and it is not something explainable. So, does ignorance exist in heaven? Actually, heaven is where ignorance does not exist at all. We can see that with this realization, instead of our being confused, we can close our eyes, we can meditate, and we can go deeper. The whole idea is to create a new man who does not follow tradition, who does not follow man's ways, but is a man that deeply meditates and follows the nature and natural way of life, the godly way of life. This new man is the goal of creating and being created by this new revelation and the coming of the kingdom, a man that accepts only the natural way instead of being smothered with ideas of where he or she has been born. He or she seeks the truth. He or she seeks the nature of things instead of accepting things that have been imposed on them. Therefore, it is a new era. It is a new time for humanity to become that new man. It is the creation of something that is beyond all the narrowness, the separative ideas, the cultural biases, and all the vices that humans still live with, and they cannot get over them. Go beyond them and become one. And then Sponsored has had a question. He said, "Thank you, Maitreya. I wrote it down. I will press enter and you will see it. This is my question. Revelation 3:15 is about being spewed out of his mouth. Who is the one that it will happen to, and what will happen to them?" Maitreya said, "That is a very good question, Sponsor. It is about the people who think they are great. They have progressed spiritually to a higher level. They have overcome the effects of the external world being hot or cold. They think they are in the higher level of consciousness. They want to go to God selfishly by themselves. They want to reach pure consciousness by only being concerned for their own spiritual progress. That relates to many mystical paths like Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, saints in Christianity, Sufis, and many other religions that teach, be concerned only for your spiritual progress. Do not worry about society or community. Your goal is to reach nirvana, to reach Godhead, to reach pure consciousness, like a drop that falls into the ocean, and therefore that is your goal. If you are concerned for society, society will put you down and will not let you go to higher consciousness." That is why in those verses, if you read the whole part about these people, they are those who say, "I am neither cold nor hot. I am at the level that I am, very high in consciousness. But God said, I will spew you out of my mouth." It clearly says that they made it to God's mouth. They are pretty close to reaching pure consciousness. They are pretty close to achieving their goal. God does not want that approach. That is why in the greatest sign, if you look at the first seal, it also expands to the seventh seal. You can see the first seal and the seventh seal are at the same place. It is the same sign. That means that by meditation and overcoming, you might be able to go to pure consciousness. God said, "Do not do it, because even if you come and reach close to that goal, I will spew you out of my mouth." They will be spewed out of his mouth. In the next reincarnation, they will be born in a situation that they have no choice but to struggle, to become involved with the community, to do things for the community, and to help humanity to progress all together. That is why God has revealed the eternal divine path. God said, yes, you can reach pure consciousness by overcoming meditation and all of that, but I do not want you to do that. Then you want the next step. You direct all your energy toward the creation of the communities of life. God is saying, you are not going to come to me. You are not going to come to pure consciousness because you are still selfish and you want to reach pure consciousness all by yourself. So I am going to spew you out of my mouth. If you follow the eternal divine path, direct the energy toward the creation of the communities of light, create the communities based on God, sacrifice for them, Christianity, surrender and submit to the will of God for you, Islam, become a universalist, Baha'i, then you become an elect. You become a leader of mankind to create a new environment, a new man. That is the pair of ether that we We're talking about who will concentrate on godly things and natural ways. You eventually will help many reach pure consciousness and will teach them this teaching instead of just the mystical path. Eventually, not only will they reach pure consciousness, but you will also reach pure consciousness. That is the path that when you reach pure consciousness, you will not be spewed out of my mouth. You might decide to come back as an avatar, a great spiritual teacher, a great example for everyone else, to also become godly, great, and create the kingdom of God on earth, but you will not try to go to God selfishly. It will not work. That is what God is saying to those who want to go to God only by meditation and overcoming. That covers a lot of people at this time, or before this time, which tried to go to God only by mystical paths, meditation, and overcoming. He said, no, that is not acceptable. That is what the mystical paths have to understand. Even the spiritual people have to become involved in the society, with the community, create the communities of light, bring the kingdom of God on earth, and eventually all will go to God together. That is what those verses mean in the Revelation. I hope that makes sense to you. If it does not, go ahead and follow up on that question. And then Ziggs asked a question of Maitreya, what is it and what is an important realization within religion? Maitreya said, you have to elaborate on that, Ziggs. What is an important realization with religion? What do you mean by that? You need to elaborate a bit. And then Sponsored said, back to earth to help other people. I guess going back to the other question. Maitreya said, yes, exactly. You got that part correct. That is exactly what happens. You come back to humanity and try to help them to reach pure consciousness. And then Ziggs expanded the most meaningful realization between the religions. Maitreya said, well, first of all, you have to tell me what you mean by religion. If you mean by religion the religions that exist on earth at this time, your religion, or do you mean the eternal divine path? Since this is our room in the mission, I take it you mean what is the most important and meaningful realization in the mission and the eternal divine path. There is your answer. Eternal divine path. Not only the realization of the eternal divine path, but also following the eternal divine path. And Ziggs, you have to specify what you mean by religions of God. Do you mean all revelations? That is what the religions of God are to us. There is no other religion really as perfect, as complete as this one. And it is from God. Therefore, that is the religion of God. If you mean that, go ahead and type yes. I think I'm going to go ahead and pause at this point, and I'll release the mic back to the room and see if we have another reader this evening.